exploitation and not the type of behavior that should have been exemplary. And that is what allowed the Haskalah to take root and to find nurturing environment among Eastern European Jewry. There were a number of types of Haskalah. Number one, we can say there was what we can call the Hebrew Haskalah. The Hebrew Haskalah was based upon making Hebrew the language of the Jewish people, Hebrew culture, a revival of the Hebrew language. But not to treat Hebrew as Lashon HaKodesh, as the holy tongue in which only prayers and holy books were written and read, but as an expression of language like any other language, to write secular, to write even profane ideas and words in Hebrew. And Hebrew language itself became a deity. It became a goal in itself. And somehow they convinced themselves that if there would be a great Hebrew literature, the Tsar would say, "What a wonderful people, look at that literature. They have revived the Hebrew language, we're going to be nice to them." Now there are vestiges today of Hebrew Haskalah, the Histadrut Ivrit, which exists in the United States and in other countries, the strength of speaking Hebrew, etc., is a vestige of that idea of the Haskalah. It, in many, many instances, it has been treated positively. But in many instances, it has only evoked a backlash, so to speak, so that you have an anomaly that amongst many religious Jews, knowledge of Hebrew is at the bottom of the list, or use of the Hebrew language is at the bottom of the list. And that people who know many other foreign languages for their children or for themselves are not interested in Hebrew per se, because Hebrew became the Haskalah. And anything that the Haskalah was for, they were against. That's a really an anomaly, but it's not the only one. I once heard it from a great man who said in a quip, he said that the non-Jewish world stole the Bible from us, the Maskilim stole the Hebrew language, and the Zionists stole the land of Israel. So that the truly Orthodox Jew does not have Tanakh, because that's not anymore his, and he doesn't have Hebrew, and he doesn't, and he's very ambivalent towards Eretz Yisrael, which is really a strange corner to be painted into. The Hebrew Haskalah found a fertile soil among the scholarly Jews, among Talmudic Jews, among students in yeshivas, because of the fact that Hebrew has a great attraction and it is the holy language. And therefore, I think out of all of the types of Haskalah, it is the one that made the most progress amongst traditional Jewry. And it was the one that was the most difficult to combat, simply because of the fact that, how can you combat Hebrew? You're going to say, speak Russian. And that allowed, it allowed a great deal of Haskalah influence to come into the traditional camp through the vehicle of the Hebrew Haskalah. And we will see that later many great rabbis, not that they identified themselves with the Haskalah, but that Hebrew played a great role in their lives and the revival of Hebrew, etc. They lent their efforts and their own personal example to it, even though they were certainly anti-Haskalah people. Second type of Haskalah was the Yiddish Haskalah, which tried to do for Yiddish what